Kiss 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm so not ready.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm so not ready, guys.
What's the matter with you?
Hold on. Happy Halloween, by the way.
Yes.
Hold on. I have my costume.
Okay.
Wait for it.
And we're all going to die.
You are going to love this one, Roz. Oh, no. Hold on. Hold on. I promise this is going to be good.
Yeah.
I promise. You're not looking over here, are you?
No.
Oh, God. Why is there so much tape on this?
Tape?
Yeah.
What kind of tape are you doing?
Huh?
Hold on. What are you taping down?
Okay, hold on. Don't look. Promise?
Okay.
You promise?
Yeah, nobody can see you anyway.
Huh?
Nobody can see you anyway. There's an empty chair sitting there.
Okay, hold on.
You want to let me in the Zoom meeting more? Maury, Sherman, let me in the Zoom meeting. Oh, my God.
Hold on. Here we go. Okay, here we go. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, here we go.
Oh, my God. What is the matter with you?
All right, here we go. Happy Halloween, folks.
Okay, so Mocha's dressed like me.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, you got it. You understood, right?
Oh, Maury's dressed like me, too.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody has long gray wigs.
Yeah.
And beards.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Shem, Maria, where y'all at?
Oh, my God. Let me put my jean jacket on. You guys are wearing jean jackets. Yeah. Hold on. Oh, my gosh. Shem looks awesome.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. Sunglasses, guys. Sunglasses on.
Okay, hold on. Wait. I'm not ready now.
I have my sunglasses hanging on my thing.
Okay, yeah, good one.
Because my wing is going to come off.
I'm going to put mine on, though.
Okay, here we go.
How do you guys deal with facial hair? I am itchy.
You're what?
This is itchy.
You're itchy. Oh.
I'm so gassy.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
This is nice to pet, though, the beard.
Oh, by the way. Hey, hold on.
Hey, guys, guess what? I wrote a book. Hey, you know what? The paperback is available. Buy it. Don't buy it. I don't care. Throw it against the wall. It's pink. I like pink.
Oh, my God. I had a burrito.
Yeah. Let me tell you about what I ate last night.
Hey, Mocha, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news!
Oh. Hey, guys.
Now, Catherine cleaned my feet again.
Oh, I'll tell you what my problem with that show is.
Man, I'm good looking.
Oh, my back. Oh, my knees.
I want to go play in the league.
Hold on. Let me get my readers. Hey, Zeus.
Hey, you guys want to see my toes?
Yeah. Hold on. My truck. My truck has no radio.
You want to know what I made last night?
Yes.
Shut up, Maury!
So I'm in the bed last night, and Catherine rolls over, and I'm like,
oh, I'm so sweaty.
Mocha's mustache is covering his nose. It's weird. There you go.
There we go.
So if you're just joining us, it's Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. And everybody in here is dressed like me, so they all have long gray wigs on, and they all have... long gray beards and jean jackets.
Oh, I ripped my jeans.
On purpose?
Oh, yeah, we're all wearing ripped jeans, too. Yes.
You are?
Yeah.
I had sandals. To order new Wranglers.
Yeah, Maury had no ripped jeans, so he took scissors to the Wranglers.
Yeah, I did. I cut my Wranglers for you.
Yeah. Oh, here, look. I have to do this, the mustache, like what you do.
Oh, wait, no, he only twirls the left side.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I noticed that at your book reading.
No, both sides.
Both sides.
Oh yeah.
I think Roz and I have the same sunglasses.
You think so?
Yeah. Why can't
you can read about it in my book.
They're hot.
They won't go on my wig.
I don't care about your stupid dream.
Oh, I bought my 15th lawnmower.
I hate runners.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta pee again. Even though I just peed 30 seconds ago, I gotta pee again.
Shut up, Maria.
Yeah, good.
Who's doing that? Who's making that sound?
Maury, shut up, Maury.
Anyway, is this going to be the best Halloween ever or what?
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast. Happy Halloween from the Roz and Mocha Show on KISS.
Happy Halloween, ladies and gentlemen. We are celebrating today and Halloween edition of Shower Thoughts.
Oh, no.
We haven't done Shower Thoughts in so long.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
This is like the random stuff that you think about. They like make sense to you and like maybe you only, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. For example, when you buy Halloween candy to hand out as an adult, it's like you're paying for all the free candy you got as a kid. Dying is when your skeleton finally hatches. It is appropriate. It is appropriate that Halloween costume stores are inside the corpses of dead retail stores.
Wow.
What if ghosts say boo because they only haunt people they don't like and all they do is boo them from the afterlife? So it's not like to scare you. It's to show you that they think you suck.
So it's like, boo.
I like that one.
The reason why ghosts don't kill people in real life is because if they did, those people would become ghosts and it would become really awkward. When someone says there may be aliens in other galaxies, I'm inclined to believe them. When someone says they have proof, I think they're full of crap. On Halloween, we dress as skeletons, but in reality, the skeletons dress as us.
True.
You aren't actually afraid of being left alone in your house or forest. You're afraid that you aren't alone. Mm-hmm. And finally, Halloween edition of Shower Thoughts. Okay, this one's really weird, okay?
Okay.
If a morgue worker dies, they still have to come to work one more time.
That's my favorite.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Well, well, well. In horrific news today, I want to play you a chilling 911 call, which was released by the people at the Peel Police Force. They finally released the call to the public.
What happened?
Horrors. Now, when I say horrors, I mean horrors. They say this is misuse. I say this is exactly what it is intended for.
911, do you need police, fire, or ambulance?
Yeah, my television is going crazy.
Sorry?
I can't get any channels or nothing.
Your TV?
For me?
Your television?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, you've dialed into 911 right now. Do you have a life-threatening emergency?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
So who do I call?
Okay, you need to call
611.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Because her TV wouldn't work?
Yes.
She called 911?
I don't think you understand how horrific it is when the satellite dish goes down.
I know, but you got paramedics going on strike and everything. Now it's not the time.
It's scary out
now
there.
Now it's not the time for that misuse.
This is exactly the time for this. It's perfect use.
911, do you need police, fire, or ambulance?
Somebody killed my television.
Yeah, my television is going crazy.
My television has gone crazy.
Crazy.
My television is going crazy.
Someone killed it. There is a ghost.
You need to call your Rogers tech for that.
People have been researching forever as to why people are afraid of clowns.
Oh, yo, Maria is deathly afraid of clowns.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Yeah, they freak me out and always.
There's a professor named Philip John Tyson who's been researching why people are terrified of clowns. Now they say 5% of the population suffers from what they call coulrophobia, which is the fear of clowns, meaning you are afraid or very afraid of clowns. One of the most surprising, if not disturbing, findings is that people who are generally afraid of clowns aren't afraid because of any sort of personal experience they've had with a clown. What they are afraid of is you can never really know what a clown is thinking. They say clowns are unpredictable.
Does clowns. That make sense,
yeah.
Maria?
I think they're going to kill me. I don't
know. Why are you afraid of clowns, Maria?
I think that they're evil people and that they're using all the fun and the games and the balloons and the bells to lure you in and then kill you.
What got all of this started was John Wayne Gacy, who was a serial killer, dressed as a clown, Pogo the Clown. His most famous quote was this: clowns can get away with anything.
Like that time the other day when I scared Maria wearing a horrific clown mask.
Oh my, no.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Die, 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 die.
No,
die.
No, 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 no.
I cannot.
Yo, Maria could be looking over his shoulder all day today.
I know. Yeah.
Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz are apparently engaged.
Oh, good for them. Oh. Wait, how long have they... Didn't they, like, just get together?
2 years.
Oh, okay.
Too
cool.
Long.
Oh, 2 years too long.
He allegedly proposed recently, and I don't know if you saw this, but they were at the Halloween party over the weekend, and she had a giant ring on her finger. It was a beautiful finger. I may add it to my collection.
Yep.
No, 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 no!
You have not lived until... Shut up. Don't make me laugh, jackass. Don't. I'm doing a thing here, man.
I know. You 5 minutes and 50
no,
seconds.
Okay, I know, but you're making me laugh. Don't make me laugh.
Bruh.
Bruh.
Okay, go.
Bruh.
Go.
Have you ever sucked a finger?
Yeah.
Like a finger without the rest of the person?
Oh, God. No.
You have not lived.
Neither of you, apparently.
Dirty. Who said dirty? I sleep in the dirty.
Yo, at times Shem did too back in the day.
No.
Yes. Die.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Just when you thought he was gone, he has returned.
Oh. Satan.
Even worse for you, Ross.
Excuse me.
Caillou.
Oh, for God's sake. Yes.
Caillou has resurrected and come back on Halloween to haunt the hell out of you, bro. Just when you thought you were safe.
It had been a long time. It had been over a year since we last heard from Caillou. Caillou, by the way, is some troll, internet troll, who's been, I've been in their sites for over 10 years now, where they hassle me, write songs claiming that I'm their father. And this also.
Ross is my dad. Ross is my dad. He knows he's guilty. Now I bet more he's sad because I make him mad because he's jealous of me. La 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 la.
All right. I'm Ross's son.
Okay. And by the way, I was the first angry parent. I know everybody right now hates Caillou, but I was the first.
My daddy, Nana. Half of my genes are from that baddie, my papa.
Yo, this is banger after banger.
Is it really, though?
Yeah.
My home isn't the best place if I may bother because he left me all alone. He's got no friends because he really sucks. Stole his gloves from a street hobo.
I love
yeah,
it.
Just bars.
Like, they're just mean, right? Like...
Well, guess what?
Like what?
Caillou is back for Halloween, Roz.
Okay.
With a brand new song.
Okay.
Just for you.
All right.
Hold on. Let me just scroll ahead. I'm pretty sure I beeped that one
part. Oh, damn.
I'm pretty sure. Caillou, did I beep it?
Drop in.
Oh, yes, I did. Okay. You ready for Halloween?
No, but okay.
Caillou is back. Everybody. Here we go.
Lucky, lucky Roz, he gave birth to a boy like me, then kept me hidden from the family tree. You piece of, now the world is gonna see. Busy, busy Roz, yeah. Been writing books with a chapter unseen. Tales of the father that you've never ever been. So now you face me on the night of Halloween.
Wow.
Daddy don't know that his son is back with a brand new track about a secret so haunting. He acts like he's forgotten it. Roz is blocking it, but he secretly loves me. Oh, Toronto knows you left your kid alone. And you regret that. Daddy don't know that his son is back with a brand new track about a secret so haunting. Daddy, daddy, won't you take me trick-or-treating? Give me hugs, give me candy, and pay for my college. Daddy, you need to dress it up, cause you're looking like a zombie. Dirty clothes, stinky toes, and your back be looking wonky. And he doesn't shower, needs a washroom every hour. He never calls me, cause he's such a coward.
Whoa.
And when you're sorry, daddy, I know you try to cover. But when you're with me, daddy, remember you're my father. Daddy don't know that his son is back with a brand new track about a secret so haunting. Roz acts like he's forgotten it. He be blocking it, but he secretly loves me. Oh, Toronto knows you left your kid alone. And you regret that. Daddy don't know that Caillou is back with a brand new track about a secret so haunting.
Wow. Okay, stop. Wow.
First of all, Shem, I don't need you like freestyling during this.
We don't need the ad-libs?
No.
Caillou.
Nice.
Wow. Happy Halloween from Caillou.
You guys are the worst.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Happy Halloween from the Roz and Mocha Show on KISS.
Spooky season continues, Roz. Yeah. It is Halloween. And we can't continue with the Halloween show without getting some sort of a spooky story from someone.
Gabriel C. Brown, born in Maryland, living down in Tucson, former U.S. Navy veteran. He's got like some credentials. Like this guy, like he's no joke. Okay. I don't know what he's going to say, but I know his experience is wild.
Gabriel, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. How are you?
Thanks. I'm very good. How are you?
Good. We are excited to talk to you. So what happened? You live in a haunted house?
Oh, I used to.
You did?
It seemed like.
For what? How long? How long?
It was about 4 years, from 2001 to 2005.
Okay. So how did you and your family, or was it you and your family or just you?
Yeah, it was my whole family.
So how did you and your family wind up living in a haunted house? Before we get to what the hauntings were, how did you guys get the house?
Well, my dad actually built it. He purchased 6 acres from a local farmer, and he built a house on that land. And everything was pretty normal until he built an addition to the house. As, you know, we were kids, we were growing older, and we needed more space, and that's when weird things started to happen.
So where was this then?
This is Garrett's in South Dakota.
Oh, South Dakota. A lot of burial grounds in South Dakota.
Yeah, that's what we started to wonder.
Okay, so growing up on the land as a kid, nothing happened. It was only when this additional piece on the property was built, right?
Yes.
So what happened and how long did it take before you guys started noticing things?
Things started happening immediately, but we just kind of wrote them off as oddities of the addition of the house. Mostly it's when we were down in the lower part of the addition, because there was a top floor and then a basement. we would hear what sounded like footsteps above us.
Okay.
And my dad said that was probably just the pipes expanding, like with AC or temperature fluctuations. And then we all started having nightmares, and they were kind of reoccurring dreams, which we did again. You know, when this stuff starts to happen to you, you don't think immediately, oh, it's ghosts. You know, you just go, oh, this is just, you know, things that are happening, normal people, things that are happening. But
wait, Gabriel, I got to know, what kind of nightmares?
Well, my sister was the one who had the most disturbing nightmares, and they were reoccurring dreams of figures that would appear in our house. And there were different figures, but generally they were very tall, and they would only appear like during lightning storms in her dream, where like lightning would flash and there would be someone standing at the end of the hallway and then I wouldn't be there when the lightning stopped flashing.
Okay.
And then I started having dreams. That's when we started finding objects that were from the dreams in the house.
Okay, hold on here.
Wait,
let's
what?
Start. Let's
what?
Go right.
What?
Let's go right what? Into that then. So you what? Say again. You had a
dream about things. Things that were in your dream would start appearing in real life.
Yes.
Like what?
I would have this recurring dream where I would hear a sound. It kind of sounded. Did you ever hear a bullfrog? It sounds like woo,
yeah.
Woo, with like this pulsing low. I would hear that sound, and then my vision in my dream would leave my bed, and it would go to the woods that was on our property, and it would zoom up to a log that had a mushroom on it, and then the camera would just freeze there as I heard that sound, woo, 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 and I had that dream almost every night for weeks until I decided to go look for the log. My brother and I went to look for the log because I told him about this dream. I was like, I have this stupid dream every single night. I have to go and see if there's actually a log there. We hadn't explored this particular area of the woods, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew where to go because my vision would like take me there. And when I was convinced I wouldn't find the log. And when I did, I wouldn't approach it because I was like, I don't want to, the dreams are unsettling. And the fact that this log is even here is terrifying to me. So you approach it. And he did. And we found a little girl's doll behind the log.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. And, well, after that, that's when the things in the house started getting a lot worse.
Like what?
Honestly, it was when my aunt and our cousin were over, and we were in the addition of the house, and it was nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And our cousin Bella, who was just two, got this look on her face. She was staring at the door, the entrance to our house, and then she started pointing at it and crying and saying, "Scary, scary, scary!" And we looked over there, and there was nothing there, and then the door opened by itself. There was no one out there.
So at what point do you burn the house down?
Actually, you know, we started telling people about the stuff that was happening because our mom, we, you know, us kids would talk about the things that were happening, but nothing, the parents had never experienced anything, so they just thought it was kids being kids. And then one night my mom heard a voice, a little girl whisper in her ear, "He shot at me."
Oh my God.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah. She started telling our friends about it. And one of our friends was Catholic. And she said, "It sounds to me like your house is being haunted by a demon." And we're like, "Okay, haha." And she said, "Would you mind if I go and bless the house?" And we're like, "I don't know what that means, but sure, I guess." And so she did. She came over and she prayed over the house, and everything stopped after that.
Oh, and then you guys moved when?
And then we moved. We moved actually just a couple months later. We moved to Alaska. So I don't know if it was just, you know, coincidence, but yeah.
Was there anybody in the family who still to this day says that they experienced nothing in that house?
Susanna, our youngest, doesn't remember anything.
So she doesn't remember, so like your dad isn't sitting here thinking that like you guys are all nuts, right? Like he experienced stuff too?
He did. We all heard the footsteps.
Okay. Okay.
But it was mostly dad experienced the least. But
right.
He, you know, trusts my mom, and he absolutely believes what happened to her.
Who lives in that house now?
I don't know.
Did you tell them? Did you guys tell them before you sold it?
We didn't.
You did not?
Oh, my God, Gabriel.
Oh, my God, Gabriel.
I mean, come on.
What do you mean, come on? You think he wants the property value to go down?
Yeah, our house is haunted.
Did you get a good price for the house?
better than if we had told them.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, respect.
Gabriel, thank you for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show and sharing that that story with us for our Halloween show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Yes, been waiting for today's DM deep dive for so long. Here we go. Halloween edition of the Roz and Mocha Show. Halloween edition of the DM deep dive.
Maria, what do we have in the DMs today?
Okay, we're going to start with in irrational fear. So Benjamin wants to know what our biggest irrational fears are.
What the hell does irrational mean?
They make no sense.
Makes
no sense.
Like, I know mine is clowns.
Clowns.
Oh, yeah. Maria, definitely your
favorite. As we all know, clowns and spiders.
Not murder?
No.
Interesting.
Roz, irrational fear?
I'm afraid of nothing.
Okay. Shem, irrational fear?
For the use of microwaves.
Really?
What?
I don't use microwaves at all.
Ever?
Why?
Because you think it's gonna like affect your pills, like
my pills,
like your boys.
Oh no. It's so weird, but it's like a flavor thing. Like I feel like it's gonna impact the flavor. 100% I can.
But you're scared of it?
I'm legit. Don't use it. Don't touch it. I say nope. Keep it away from me. I don't.
So in your place that you live now solo, is there a microwave there in the condo?
Yep.
And you just don't use it.
Don't use it at all.
Is it plugged in?
Yeah, it's plugged in, of course.
So how do you heat up your food? Just in the oven?
An oven or the stove, yeah. Or I just don't eat leftovers. Or make enough that I don't have to eat leftovers and make something new the next day.
I'm with you. I use a toaster oven way more than I use the microwave. Yeah. I would go 6 months without using a microwave.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah. Mocha, irrational fear.
I'm not afraid of anything.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it's daylight.
Damn it, Maury, irrational fear.
Electricity? Yeah, I will not plug, like if
that's right.
I won't plug things in at home if something is dangling out of the hole.
You won't touch it?
I won't touch it.
Yeah, we know.
I'm afraid of that as well.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Sarah wants to know, what was your favorite Halloween costume as a kid?
Do you have an answer, Maria?
Yeah, I dressed up as a lion 1 year, and I loved it.
How old were you?
I don't say last year. No.
Was it 26? It was just last year.
Nah, I think it was like 6. But I still vividly remember loving this costume. I wanted to be lion like a year after year after year after year.
Mm,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Ross?
Sexy garbage. No, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
What?
I don't.
What?
I don't.
You mean when you were a kid, not now, bro.
Yeah. Oh.
How dare you? turn around.
What? Like when I was a kid, like it was always sort of last minute stuff. Like I think I dressed up as like a hobo one time.
Yeah.
All the politically incorrect stuff. An Indian. I'm trying to think of like what else.
Cowboy.
A bum. Like a hick.
Yeah.
Right. Like dad's overalls and like a straw hat kind of thing. Uh-huh. Right.
Throw some dirt on your face.
Throw some dirt on. Yeah. Like that. Uh-huh. Like that was all that. Cause we never had like the masks. Cause you know, remember those plastic masks that would cut your face by the end of the day?
Oh yeah.
Right. Like they were just the worst. Like everything was the worst. And the costume, cause that was so big, you'd tear through it like in a second. So it was all homemade stuff. Like my mom would just slap some coffee grounds on your face with some Vaseline to give you a beard, right? And by the end of the day, you're sweating and Vaseline and coffee's dripping off your... Like, it was just like everything was so gross, right? Like, Halloween was gross.
Do you have an answer?
My favorite Halloween costume when I was a kid was when my dad allowed me to dress up as Maxwell Smart.
Which was what? A suit?
Yeah.
Who's that again?
My favorite character from... He was a spy in a 50s TV show.
Oh, right. So a hat and a trench coat?
No, there's no hat. It's
just a suit. So you also dress as an accountant.
You dress as my dad, Vern.
Right?
Show me your T4s. I need to see what was on line 215 from last year's return.
Yeah.
I can't complete this year's until I get that number. What was my favorite? Probably like Darth Vader or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Next DM, please. We got time for one more DM, please.
All right. Mr. Smith says, what is your favorite Halloween movie?
Like Halloween as in Halloween season?
Or scary, like just scary, like scary spooky movies. Season oh, Halloween okay. movie, yeah.
I rewatched Cabin in the Woods last week.
Yeah. Oh, great movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. But is it my favorite? Nah, I don't know. It's my if it's if it, I watched that new Saw movie.
Uh-huh.
Saw X.
Careful, I haven't seen it yet. No spoilers.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
It's not good. He's like dying and stuff, and it's not good.
Dude.
Anything from like The Conjuring or Insidious universe.
You like that world, huh?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Like that's my go-to.
Yeah.
Maria, do you have an answer?
Halloween Town.
Halloween Town?
Yeah.
What the hell's that movie?
Wait, isn't that
isn't that a Goosebumps movie?
No, it's he's a plane on Disney Channel.
Yeah, it's a Disney movie, right?
Yeah.
I see a pop up on our Disney Plus all the time. Halloween Town. And there's a new one, isn't there?
Is it like a children's movie?
Yeah.
But it's not scary.
A Halloween movie, okay? We're going on the preface of Halloween movies.
Oh, okay.
If I had to pick a scary movie, I would say the Paranormal Activity series.
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
Yeah.
Shem?
Oh, the original Saw, man, for me. Yeah. That's a classic.
The original. I agree with you on that.
That was a game changer.
It changed everything. Yeah. That Saw changed everything.
100%.
For sure, I agree with you on that.
Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. It was a very spooky one today for the Halloween show.
Now die.
Maria, thank you for that. We'll do this again tomorrow.
Of course.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Happy Halloween, Katie. It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Why are you on FML today?
My husband is being a Halloween party pooper.
You wrote it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. How can I convince my husband to dress up with the kids and I for a group costume? He won't dress up with us. My kids and I are dressing up as characters from Toy Story, and we need him to be Buzz Lightyear, and he won't do it.
Why won't he do it? What's his reason?
He doesn't have a reason, and it's so confusing because before we had kids, when we were dating or whatever, like he would always dress up, and he'd always come up with these like elaborate costumes.
Oh.
And then now, it's just like, oh, I don't want to do it.
How old are your kids?
The oldest is 2.5. She's going to be Jesse, and the baby, he's 6 months. He's going to be the little alien.
Okay. So at any point during the 2.5-year-old's life, had he dressed up?
No, this is like her first Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess. COVID baby, right?
Yeah,
I don't. It's weird that he was a Halloween person and then suddenly is not a Halloween person.
Yeah, and that's why I need your help.
So what have you said? So when you say why don't you want to dress up? What does he say?
He just says, "Oh, I don't know." He's like, "There's no point." You know, You know, it's for our daughter. Right, because she's going trick or treating.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. First of all, the 2-year, it's not for your daughter.
That's what I said.
It's not.
That's what I said. I said it's not for her, like for the trick or treat. I was like, we're the ones getting the candy. Like, she's very excited to go. She knows the concept.
Yes.
Right? And I personally just want the nice, cute family photo.
So it's for a picture.
Yes.
It's for you.
Yes.
Yes. And it's not for your daughter.
Maybe that's why he's rebelling against it, because he knows that it's really for that Halloween family photo
it's
that you're
going to post on Instagram. It's not a family
IG.
Thing.
Can I just say, though, when we were at the Halloween store, I wasn't even going to dress up or anything. But then my daughter was like, Mommy, you be Bo Peep or whatever. And Daddy, you be like Woody. She's like, oh, dude, like she asked. And I was like, okay.
How old is your daughter?
2.5. She's
very. She's not forming sentences like that.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
Do you want to talk to her? Yes, she is.
Put her on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me go get her. Ellie.
Oh no! Don't wake her up.
Don't wake her up.
She's awake. She's awake.
Okay.
Ellie. Hold on. Roz and Mocha want to talk to you. Say hi, Roz and Mocha.
Hi, Roz and Mocha.
Okay. How are you?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm not.
What? Come on. They want to talk to you. Tell them, what are you going to be for Halloween?
A Disney one.
You're going to be Jessie.
And a dinosaur one.
A dinosaur?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And what is Mommy going to do?
A dinosaur.
Oh.
Yeah, she doesn't know. Okay.
Come on now.
I'm telling you, she does talk.
Okay, Katie.
Okay, it's no problem. But is your husband very active on social media?
he watches more than he posts.
Okay, so he just doesn't want to be a part of your feed. To him, it seems like an incredible amount of work, so you can post something on Instagram.
But he used to dress up with me. He was Hugh Hefner
now
one
he's,
year.
Now
and, like,
he's tired. Now he's tired.
Okay.
Okay? When I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. When your kid, call us back when your kids are like six, right? And they can remember what's going on. He'll be into it. He'll be into it again. What he doesn't want to do is a giant, exhausting production for Instagram.
That's fair.
Or maybe just legit, he just doesn't want to dress up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right.
He may later, but like right now, to tell somebody you got to go through all this work because you know, no, like it's for you. It's not for the kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now my kid is talking. She's telling me she finished her cake.
Oh, yeah? Good kid.
Cake for breakfast?
Yes, sir. That's a good mom right there.
Well, mom was upstairs talking to you guys, and dad was down here.
That's a good dad. You're riding the guy that gives the kid cake for breakfast? Come on.
I don't know, Katie. If I were your husband, I'd dress up.
Hey, put your husband on the phone.
Okay. Here.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, bro, what's going on?
Why don't you want to dress up for Halloween?
Too old for that stuff now.
Too old?
But it's for your family. Or are you not wanting to because you don't want to be a part of Katie's IG feed?
My wife's too much on that stuff now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not that bad.
Come on, man. For your family, for your kids.
For
I do anything for my daughter, you know.
Yeah, but it's not. But you know, what I had said is that this isn't about the kid because the kid's too young to remember anything anyway. Your wife is trying to tell you that this is all for the kid, and it's not. It's for her Instagram feed.
Exactly, Rosie. You get me.
Thank you, bro. I know. I get
it. What if I don't post it?
Maybe. Well, I'll consider it, but I don't know. I know you'll post it.
I don't know. Like, I just want to look back at this, like, you know, 10 years from now when they're over us. And it's just like, look at what we used to do.
How we can do it when they remember. At least when they remember, it'd be worth it.
Thank you.
Oh, damn.
Right?
Checkmate. Katie's like, I'm never reaching out to you guys ever again. I'll listen to the show. I'll listen to the podcast. Right. That's about it.
See, enjoy trick or treating.
Say, Ellie, can you say thank you? Happy Halloween.
Thank you, Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay.
Full sentences.
Yeah.
Come on, Ellie.
Don't get mad. She's two. What are you getting mad at her for?
Come on, Katie.
I'm not getting mad.
Katie, love you. Happy Halloween.
Love you. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
Have you ever wanted to know what it would be like to hear Britney Spears getting
what
pulled over by the police?
Oh,
so I gotta play you two clips right here.
Uh-huh.
Now you tell me if this is a normal situation. Anybody in these circumstances,
uh-huh,
where the police pulls them over for breaking the law? If this sounds like a normal interaction to you. So here's the first one where I believe Brittany was speeding.
You're speeding. Let me get your license, registration, insurance.
My license actually is with my security at home. Uh-huh. I don't have it with me right now at this moment. I'm so sorry, but it's like 10 minutes away.
You're going 60 and it's like a 45.
I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
Can I get your registration, insurance?
I don't know. All my information is at my house.
Okay. I stopped you before out here for speeding.
Oh, no.
I gave you a break last time. So I'm going to write you a fix-it ticket for the license and then not having proof of insurance. I'm guessing you do have insurance, but you need to have it in the vehicle or accessible. So if you get in a car crash, you can exchange it. Just sign in the red box by signing or not admitting to anything. I'm going to give you a warning for speeding, by the way.
Thank you.
Or have your assistant take care of it. Please slow down out here. This is the second time, okay?
So she was speeding. No license, no insurance. They let her off on the speeding ticket, and the fines were still $1,100.
My interaction with cops for speeding stuff when I get pulled over is not like that. Send me that cop.
So
I want that cop.
Right?
Bruh. Yeah. I agree.
Give me that guy.
Like a week later, they got Britney again.
Oh, no!
And this time, when they were like, yo, why are you going so fast?
Yeah.
She said that she had to pee.
Sorry, I had to TT. My house is right there. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah, pass on the double yellows. You can't do that.
I'm so sorry.
Do you have your license?
My security at my house has my passport.
Okay. Okay, you haven't gotten your license yet? I stopped you a few weeks ago. And
oh, no, same guy.
Okay, do you know you can't pass on the double yellows?
It's about to come out right now. I'm so sorry.
Okay, do you have any, like, photo ID or anything with your name on it? I know who you are, but...
Yes, they have to have my
Okay, do you know the zip code by any chance? No? Okay,
oh,
I'll look
no.
up real quick. And I just want you to know that I'm not out here trying to pull you over. I'm out here looking for people speeding and passing over the double yellows, okay? I'm just looking up the zip code.
Oh, no, Britt. The also, exact same thing.
Also, Brittany uses the term, I have to TT. I've never heard anyone say, I have to TT.
And that police officer probably I don't know if it's right or not, but sounds like younger than Brittany. So he probably didn't even know what that means.
Bro.
Is that some new drug?
I have to TT.
Oh, girl.
Sorry, everything you need to know is with my security. And if you needed even more proof that somebody like Britney Spears gets treated differently than everybody else.
Everyone.
Apparently, the police officer actually did call Britney's house to talk to her assistant to get the insurance info.
Bruh, what?
Scary times.
But one must assume then that that cop will get in trouble.
Scary times. Elon Musk is having a terrifying day today.
What happened?
X or Twitter. If you're a loser. Elon Musk bought Twitter for $44 billion last year.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, they told employees that the platform is now worth a staggering $19 billion.
Oh, no. What you doing, Elon?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, no. Dad. Career over.
Is in Mexico with his family.
Uh-huh.
Escaped the wrath of the Britney Spears fans.
Yo, Mexico got Britney fans, though.
Don't ruin my story.
Oh, sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Some out of it, you.
Sorry.
I don't need...
Okay, I'm gonna shut up.
Like, okay? It's not the regular day.
Okay. JT, Mexico, yes. Fam. Good.
Because the Britney fans were out for his head.
Mexico has Britney fans?
But I would say that if in America people are out for your head, why go to a place where you know they cut off heads?
Oh, your facts. Not gonna cut his head off, though.
I would. What?
Before or after you drink
his
blood?
Why is that surprising?
I know. Count Raziel, by the way. People are asking on the Roz and Mocha text line why you're doing an Italian accent. Bro, are you slacking?
Bro. Get their names for me, please.
Someone goes to Roz the Italian vampire.
So I can kill them all later.
Buongiorno.
Send me the number right now. Send me their number.
666.
No. Anyway, did I tell you Justin Timberlake is dead?
No, you didn't. No.
Oh, he's dead.
Okay.
Is that breaking news?
Shut up, Jam.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. Don't make him crack. Don't make him crack.
Shut up, all of you, okay? It's hard enough. All right, jackasses, you're all dressed like me right now.
Okay? Oh, you're still turned on.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Happy Halloween.
Yes.
Love this. We do this every single year, by the way.
This is actually the ninth, Roz and Mocha's ninth annual Halloween radio drama, as we've been saying all morning. We do this every year. Dammit Maury comes up with a script, like an old school radio drama, where we read it live to all of you. None of us have seen these scripts ahead of time, so we go into this cold. What do we have as far as the sound effects? What's needed now, Mocha?
I think we got here the sound of a faucet turning on and off.
Okay.
All right. Ooh. Okay. Scary. That's a weak ooh, faucet, by the way.
Sounds like Dev.
Door knocking on a door.
Okay, yeah.
All right, we'll need and then that. I don't know what the hell you need this sound effect for, Maury, but.
Ew.
Exactly.
Like, what is that?
Okay. I don't know where that's going to come up, but okay. Yeah, exactly. So in the past, we've done radio dramas that have included He's a What? We did one called Fish and Chips, Gory Hole.
Yeah.
Bathtub Horrors and If Looks Could Kill. Damn it, Maury, yeah. What is the name of this year's production?
Its face is on my butt.
I will be playing the part of Garrett.
Oh, we can look at a script now?
Mocha, you'll be playing the part of Francisco.
Okay.
Maria, you'll be playing the shrunken spirit Mabel. Oh. Shem, you are...
Deschanteuse?
Wow.
And damn it, Maury's the narrator. Deschanteuse.
So let's get to it.
It's later the same hour in a small town of Northeast Westbrook Park South. A relatively normal Saturday morning takes a turn when Garrett was checking himself out in the mirror and noticed something wasn't right.
Francisco! Amor!
What? It's a Saturday! You said I could give you hickeys on a Saturday!
No, something terrifying is happening. Every time I look in the mirror, I see something on my left butt cheek.
What do you mean, honey? Ah! What in the Liza Minnelli is that? Don't let that rub on the new grass cloth wallpaper.
If I close my eyes, will you poke it and see what happens?
What? You're crazier than Madonna's 2016 Met Gala look.
Fine, I'll poke it, but you're paying for dinner.
Stop! Is that...
How dare you wake me? It's bad enough that I'm stuck on your butt. Now that I'm here, I may be weak, but I now own your cheek.
Wait, doesn't Deschanteuse across the hall study global forensics of the almost dead?
Garrett, Francisco, good to see you. Is it the smell again? Sorry, I mix luminol and formaldehyde together. What's up, my brothers from another mister?
Look at Garrett's ass! Look!
Guys, I told you before, I'm not interested in being the spice to thrice. Besides, Deschanteuse has now taken all this ain't never be yours.
No, I mean, thanks, but like seriously, just look!
You'll never get me off this butt! It's hairy and warm!
Aw, damn, son, cover that up! Wait, pull it out again! What is your name?
Oh, wow. Okay, thanks for asking. My name is Mabel.
But your butt is going to die.
But I heard this before. Seems your crib is haunted by a spirit that brushed across your ass on the way back to the other side. And it's stuck. Scientifically, it's called gluteo ectoplasmic attachment phenomenon.
After Deschanteuse tells the boys what is going on, they'll soon learn that confronting this pain in the butt spirit won't be a walk in the park.
There's only one way to handle a spirit like this. We have to spoon.
I didn't hear him. What?
I said we have to three-way spoon.
Yeah, like for an hour? Whatever it takes. We're ready for anything, Deschanteuse, babe.
Yeah, we'll get through this together, my love.
I'll torment your nightmares and talk into your butt.
That's just weird and mean.
Okay, let me put on some more comfortable threads and I'll meet you at your crib.
The three men climb into the bed with Francisco and Deschanteuse sandwiching Garrett
who's the middle spoon, Deschanteuse, explains what needs to happen.
All right, let me explain what needs to happen. We need to spoon, but also squeeze. We're basically going to pop or burst that spirit and force it back to the other side.
I'll devour your souls. You aren't strong enough to squeeze me.
Keep going!
Squeeze harder! Next level scary stuff.
With great effort, they start to weaken the butt spirit.
No, you can't do this. I will bite your butt shut.
I can feel it.
In a harrowing showdown, Garrett Francisco and Deschanteuse face terror and emerge victorious. To this day, no one ever speaks of the squeezy spoon.
Oh, gee. Remember that time we all spooned to kill a ghost on my ass?
Shut up!
Yay!
I thought nobody ever speaks of it.
No, but you're like, you know, like, oh my God, guys, do you remember?
Oh, okay. Wow. That is horrific.
Worst one yet.
By far the worst one.
Why did favorite. I have to be casted that, on a butt?
I will say, though, if we did give an Academy Award or any sort of award, I would say that Maria, you nailed it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Your first time out, it was not an easy role.
No.
Right? Playing opposite my ass.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult position for any actor to be in. So we applaud you for that. Anyway,
Thank you so much.
That was, what was it called, Maureen?
It's Faces on My Butt.
It's Faces on My Butt. Roz and Mocha's ninth annual Halloween radio drama.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. This is the Roz and Mocha Halloween Show. Kiss.
Time to get spooky.
This is 5 in 7.
Time to die.
Halloween edition, ladies and gentlemen.
You're all going to die.
Oh, damn. All of us?
All of you. Horribly, too.
Then what are you going to do?
I'm already dead.
Oh, facts. Okay. Halloween edition of 5 in 7, by the way.
5 and 7, very easy. We will ask Dammit Maury to name 5 things. Maury will have 7 seconds to name those 5 things. Mocha will be the official judge and timekeeper. Dammit Maury, happy Halloween.
Oh, and to you.
Thank you. Dammit Maury, are you ready for the Halloween edition?
Yes, of course.
Of Roz and Mocha's 5 in 7.
Yes.
We'll start off with an easy one, Maury. Dammit Maury, name the 5 elements that make up the chemical compound of blood.
Oh my God. Okay, oxygen, water, and red.
Loser.
Sorry, what was the last thing you said? And what?
Red.
Loser.
There it is.
Oxygen, there it is. Water, and red.
hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, and Maury?
Red.
No. No, iron.
Red.
Dammit, Maury, are you ready?
Yeah.
Maury, name 5 movie slashers who wore masks.
Jason, Michael, Freddy,
Loser.
Freddy never wore a mask.
Did Freddy not wear a mask?
No.
No.
He was okay, hold on. So then I just go back to 2.
No, but it's not, the game's not 2 and 7, though.
Jason, Michael.
Michael what?
Michael Myers.
Okay.
Jason.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes, say Jason twice.
Yeah. Okay, Jason.
Oh, can I not say Phantom of the Opera?
No.
Okay, try again. Try
this
again.
This ain't that kind of Halloween, yeah, Mark.
Try again.
Jason, Michael. Wore a mask.
Say Jason again.
Jason.
Loser.
Would have given you, yes, Jason. Michael Myers would have given you Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. His mask was made of skin.
Yeah.
Maury, Ghostface.
Ghostface. Oh, my gosh.
From Scream.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Very close to Phantom.
Leatherface. Okay, Dammit, Maury. Moving on. Maury, name 5 ways to stop a vampire.
With stake through the heart, garlic, run, die.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay. Loser.
Am I the only one that counted four?
Yeah, but also run and die. Yeah. I mean, maybe you stopped him. Maury would have given you, yes, garlic, sunlight, stake through the heart, holy water, cut their head off. Five ways to stop a vampire.
What about crucifix?
Yes, crucifix is on the list.
I think that falls under stake through the heart.
No, completely different, actually. Completely different.
Loser.
Damn it, Maury.
Yeah.
Name five words you can make only using the letters in the word murder.
Oh. Skirter. Loser.
Bro, did you just say skirter?
Is that even a word?
No, that's not a word.
But also, there's no S in murder.
Bro, only
red rum.
Okay.
Come on, man. Okay,
yeah, would have given you rude, mud, red, emu, rum. Yes. Skirter.
Skirter.
Why do you want to rhyme all the time? You want to rhyme right now? Okay, damn it, Maury, are you ready?
By the way, this is the Halloween edition of 5 and 7.
All right, damn it, Maury, name five words that rhyme with killed.
Build, skilled, filled, drilled. I skilled.
You were so close!
There are no more.
Guild, grilled, build, thrilled, skilled.
There are more.
Smurder. Oh, so close, Moore. So close. Oh. And that is how you play 5 and 7.
Woo!
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
After many years during the pandemic, which I miss so much.
What?
That's wild.
One of the areas that was hit the hardest was the deodorant industry.
That stinks.
Nobody was showering. Nobody was leaving their house. Nobody cared.
Dirty people down.
I prefer a neck unshowered.
Ew. Count Rosula over here.
You try to hide, I'll find you.
So what happened with the deodorant company?
So nobody was buying deodorant, but
I was told deodorizing everything.
Don't you smell?
Yes. Really? How can people sit there and don't stink?
Nobody cares.
If you're not leaving your house, who cares?
Nobody.
Even still, you smell yourself. You don't feel uncomfortable.
Partner. Enough. Sir.
Wow.
Nobody cares. You jabronis with your bickering back and forth and back and forth. I can smell you all.
Wow.
That's a deep inhale.
Yeah.
Shush.
Sounds deviated.
He's going to yell again.
You should get that checked.
Shut up, Maury.
But now they say that the deodorant companies are thriving.
Oh, perfect.
Because everybody has to go back to work. 8% last quarter, they said, for deodorant sales.
Yes. We don't stink no more.
Which is a shame. Do you know when you will stink? After I kill you.
I don't want to get
you. You think people
again.
Sitting around the house smell bad on the outside?
Mm-hmm.
Come with me. I'll show you what they smell like on the inside.
Mm-mm.
Do you think everyone smells the same when they're dead?
Shush!
Sounds like home.
Yeah, shut up. He's gonna kill you for real.
According to a new survey, so many Canadians believe in ghosts. Here's some data from across the country. Calgary, 54%. Vancouver, Winnipeg, Toronto, Edmonton, and Montreal. All ghost believers, more than half of residents. Now, when it comes to the ages, the babies believe in ghosts. Gen Z came out on top with a whopping 53% are ghost believers. Show of hands in the room right now. Maria?
Yes.
Hand up. Shem, ghost believer.
Nah, homie.
Shem.
Oh, okay, yes, sir. Hands up.
Okay.
Yep. Don't want to die.
Damn Amori, yes.
You forced that answer on you, huh?
Mocha, yes.
I'm not putting my hand up.
Mocha, yes.
I'm not putting my hand up.
Okay, I'm going to pause for 1 second. Turn the scary music off because I got to do something right now.
What?
So you've been denying that you believe in ghosts. And I had been saying forever, okay, that I don't know when it changed because I said that years ago on this show, you were a huge ghost believer, okay, a massive ghost believer. And then I don't know what happened. Like you thought it was a sign of weakness or something. I don't know what happened, but at some point you decided to start not believing in ghosts. And you claim that you never said on this show that you believe in ghosts, right?
Facts.
Okay, so on Halloween... Maria, you can put your hand down.
Oh, sorry.
My love. Listen, okay. I had them put together a montage.
Okay.
We started this show in 2009.
Yeah.
Okay. We stopped at like 2015. There is so much material that we couldn't put it all in here. I could make 5 of these if I wanted to. So here is Mocha on this show between 2009 and 2015.
Mocha, do you believe in ghosts?
I do. The dog will get up.
The dog.
He'll go sit. He'll look at the wall. He'll look all the way up in the corner of the wall. And he'll start barking. That's, and I'm like...
That's where your ghost lives.
Yeah. I'm like, what up with that?
Yeah. You know that that's where your ghost lives. Why don't you just say it? That you have a ghost that lives in the corner of the house.
I think so.
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay.
Our office, Roz, is haunted. The voice, the one that goes like this.
I see you.
Yeah.
When you're standing in the office, yeah. It's coming from the... It sounds like it's coming through the ceiling. I think we need one of those people in here to check out our office. Oh. Just maybe...
No.
You weren't there, but maybe one of the ghosts tapped her on the shoulder and was like, we're on TV.
What if there's a ghost up there?
There's no ghost.
In the bedroom.
There's no ghost.
Or somewhere within their dwelling.
No, there's no ghost.
That's calling out to her.
There are no ghosts.
And then
ghosts.
She's always like, yeah?
No, there are no ghosts. Also, a lot of jacked up stuff goes on in basements. There's lots where
yeah,
there's
like
a lot
ghosts.
Of. No, not like ghosts.
Maybe I've encountered a ghost and the ghost was like, yo, fam, stop talking about it.
Okay. Do I only needed to play that very first clip of the montage. Play that
Mocha,
first clip.
Do you
clip.
Believe in ghosts?
I do.
So,
yep, if say I again. Can... Say again.
Mocha, do you believe in ghosts?
I do.
Oh.
Okay, so.
Yeah, huh? What?
What?
Put your hand up.
Here's the thing.
Put your hand up.
I believe you guys are a bunch of tricksters, and you're using AI to mimic my voice.
Wow.
And to have me say those things.
Wow.
Because that doesn't sound like me.
Mocha, do you believe in ghosts?
I do.
That doesn't sound like me.
That doesn't sound like you. That sounds exactly... Thank you, Maury. That AI, sounds exactly like you.
Yo, AI has perfected itself.
You're still... So you're denying that that's even you.
There's no AI in the archives.
You can say that maybe you don't believe in ghosts anymore, but you can't deny that at one point you did very much believe in ghosts.
Mocha, do you believe in ghosts?
I do.
There it is.
There's... It's,
anyway.
There it is. Thank you.
Anything else to talk about, guys? Nobody likes this stuff. Nobody likes talking about ghosts and stuff. Scary ass thing.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
There's
a family in Calgary giving out bottles of soda for trick-or-treating tonight.
It went viral. It's everywhere now. You've probably seen it all over the news. It's April and her dad, Shane, and they give out for Halloween... 2-liter bottles of pop. And this year, they have 2,000 bottles that they're going to be handing out to kids.
And when you see the video, like their entire house is full of pallets of 2-liter bottles of soda. It's like in the living room, stacked up on the stairs, like in their family room where their television is, on top of tables. It's crazy. April in Calgary, Alberta. Hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween, guys.
So you went viral, huh?
Yep.
Okay. And so you guys have to be like the go-to house in the neighborhood. Like you've been doing this for how long now?
This is actually our 10th year doing it.
So the neighborhood knows, right?
Yeah.
And at this point, it's expected. Because you always have... You know, certain houses in certain neighborhoods where it's known that they'll give out like full candy bars, right?
Yes.
And kids will always make sure they hit that particular house.
Yes.
And your house in your neighborhood is known for giving out 2 liter bottles of soda.
Yeah. And it's a nightmare. It's truly a 2 liter soda nightmare. If you can carry it home, I guess it's a treat for you, but...
How many bottles... Because we saw the video, and so how many bottles are in the house right now?
So right now, we have 2,000 bottles this year.
And 2, do you guys, like, do you have some sort of deal or, like, a family member who works for the company, or are you guys buying all of these?
Oh, hell no. We buy it all. We usually get the PC Superstore brand.
Yeah.
But this year we directly ordered it from Coca-Cola.
Okay. And how much did all that cost? 2,000 bottles?
It's well over $2,000.
Okay. So
and you have to do this every year, and now it's expected. Like 10 years in, you guys can't stop and, like, you know, get the Costco size box of candy and start giving those out anymore. You have to keep this up. So 10 years, 2 liter bottles of soda, and you reached out to Coke this year. So are you just giving out Coke, or is it various Coke products?
Yeah, so we have Coke, Fanta, root beer.
What is the look on parents' faces when you hand their kids?
It's truly a trick for the parents, especially if they have more than one kid and it's their first year there. Yeah.
So you give, like, if two kids show up and they're together, they each get one. Okay. No, like, And at what age do you have to try and guess? Because you're not giving a 6-year-old a 2-liter bottle of Coke, are you?
Oh yeah. We're giving it to 4-year-olds.
Wait,
in their
what?
Little, like, bucket.
when you started this, how did this start? Like, who had the idea of, let's start giving out 2-liter bottles of Coke? And did you start at like 2,000 individual bottles, or did this ramp up over the 10 years?
Oh no, we started with about a dozen bottles. My dad's idea, just thought it would be funny to hand out a few as a trick to the really little ones, see if they could fit it in their buckets, see the reaction. And then we just got that reaction. The kids got older, and it just kept growing.
Okay. Parents must be horrified by this, right?
Oh, yeah. And sometimes there's a handful of meltdowns on the front lawn of kids whose parents wouldn't let them take it. But,
oh, no! Yeah.
Oh, right. Because you have to have parents that come up, and then their kid says trick-or-treat, and you go to hand them a 2-liter bottle of root beer, and the parents then say no, right? And they take their kid away.
Yeah.
And then there's
a horrible tantrum. Hilarious.
Okay, wow.
So, April, tonight when you're giving out these 2,000 bottles, 2 liter of Coke, root beer, stuff like that, Sprite, how long will it take for you to get through all 2,000 bottles?
I don't know. Last year we had about 1,200, give or take, and we're usually done by 9 o'clock. At night.
I had a lot of thoughts when I watched the video. One, you guys are crazy. Two, the kids in your neighborhood are the luckiest kids. But the third thought that popped into my head was, and listen, okay, was, my God, that is a lot of plastic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On any given Halloween night, are all the bottles gone, or have there been years where you're left with some?
1 year we ran out early, and then my dad felt absolutely horrible when a bunch of kids came later at night and we absolutely had none. So this year we always make sure to have leftover, and last year we had some leftovers, probably about a handful, and then this year I think for sure we'll have leftovers.
Kids are always going to complain, right? And I know Halloween is one of those things where you're going around getting free candy, but yet you're judging the candy that people are handing out, even though it is free. What is the sort of ranking of, like, is anybody ever disappointed that they got, like, root beer and not Fanta?
Well, everyone actually gets to choose.
What?
Damn.
In the past, we've had it where they shout out their numbers, but because of the volume of kids, we can't keep up with that.
Wow.
Then last year, we had signs, so they'd hold up a root beer sign or a Sprite sign. This year, my dad's not a dentist. My dad's not a Pepsi or Coke worker. He's actually an electrician who just thinks playing pranks is funny. So with his electrical skills, he's been able to build some buttons that the kids are going to press that will light up a green, an orange, etc. color that'll let us know which flavor they're going to get. Root beer and orange are the most popular.
They are, huh?
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys have spent in total, I'm guessing just on the math here, upwards of close to like what, between $15,000 and $20,000 over the last 10 years since you guys have been doing this?
Jeez.
Well, happy Halloween to you, April.
Yeah, happy Halloween, guys.
You and your family out in Calgary, your 10th year handing out 2-liter bottles of Coke and Coke products to little trick-or-treaters. You be safe out there, and thank you for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thank you. Have a great Halloween. Stay safe, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.